main reason for doing this presentation is recruiting. Ultimately, we can do a full brain-machine interface. Yeah, this is going to sound pretty weird, but achieve a sort of symbiosis with artificial intelligence.
At these connection points, neurons communicate with each other using chemical signals called neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are released from the end of an axon in response to an electrical spike called an action potential. When a cell receives enough of the right kind of neurotransmitter input, a chain reaction is triggered that causes an action potential to fire, and the neuron to in turn relay messages to its own downstream synapses. Action potentials produce an electric field that spreads from the neuron and can be detected by placing electrodes nearby, allowing recording of the information represented by a neuron.
This is how tiny the threads are. That is not even a big finger, that is a small finger. So you see the robot on the left, and then what looks like the needles for insertion next to a penny, but in fact the actual needle that gets inserted is way, way tinier. It's that little tiny thing at the where the arrow is pointing. That's actually the size of the needle. It's about 24 microns in diameter. It's so small you can't really even see it in the picture with the penny. You can get a sense for the robot doing the electrode insertion. That's a very zoomed in view. So they're all very, very tiny, and the robot is very selectively applying them very delicately. And then this is what the chip looks like. So this is action potentials. So each one of those represents one electrode. So there would be up to 10,000 of these lines.
And then we added integrated electronics with our first custom chip. That's also 64 channels. And then there's a big leap to the device that Elon showed a photo of earlier. That has 3,072 electrodes in a fully implantable package with just a USB-C port coming out. We can place, as Elon mentioned, many of these, possibly up to 10. In one hemisphere, for our first patients, we're looking at four sensors, three in motor areas and one in a somatosensory area.
Opening in the skull below. Quick and precise placement of threads into the cortex. And then we fill that hole in the skull with the sensor, allowing the scalp to be closed up over it.
This is, in fact, traces of a bunch of electrodes that came off of one of our devices, a bunch of electrodes from a single thread. Potentially, with a device like this, you could restore speech to a paralyzed person who's no longer able to talk.